There are two tests that were actually released this week. One of them is a test called Spotlight, which is a chromogenic in situ hybridization assay, which is looking for gene amplification, but is taking away the need to use fluorescence to examine the result, and it's using as the marker chromogenicity, if you will. And this allows, therefore, the pathologist to use a conventional microscope, a bright field microscope where you do H&E, and allows you also to have a better handle on actual histology, whether you're looking at the invasive tissue or not, and be able to look for, instead of looking for red and green fluorescence dots, you're looking for dark spots indicating gene amplification.
And what's the data supporting the use of that?
So I think the correlation, there is no clinical outcome data, to my understanding, although the FinHER trial did use, for many of their specimens, did use CISH, or chromogenic in situ hybridization, as an eligibility criteria.
So this is a CISH assay?
That's the CISH assay. So
with
essentially,
two probes, yeah.
With two probes, one for CEP17 and one for HER2. Craig, you want to say a little
bit more? No, that's right. That's the difference.
And same numbers? So you look at a number, it says 2.1. In this assay, it's the same as a regular FISH?
What I am told by some pathologists is that sometimes it is a little difficult to count the probes, and when you look at the slide, it could be a little more clumped, and the individualization of the chromogenic dots is not as easy as one would like.
That's correct. The way the signal is developed in the chromogenic assays is virtually at the chemical level identical to how immunohistochemical signals are generated. They put enzymes on these probes and then develop them with the same types of detection systems, so you know, and they have some of the same problematic issues in terms of exponential generation of a signal that you have with ER and PR testing by immunohistochemistry.